USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some of the nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky on wearing masks.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You have a vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
Congress voting later on Thursday on two major pieces of immigration legislation. The bill's likely to pass in the House, but it's unsure if they'll find favor in the Senate. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
One attorney general is suing the Biden administration over the stimulus package.
Ohio's attorney general is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And along those same lines, 21 states filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration for canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. In explaining the lawsuit, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson said the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce belongs to Congress, not the president. This is another example of Joe Biden overstepping his constitutional role to the demerit of Montanans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One of the many symptoms of people who get coronavirus is loss of smell. In fact, close to 90% of people who test positive for COVID-19 lose their sense of smell.
It ends up causing the nerves in the top of the nose, which are responsible for your sense of smell, to get inflamed.
That's Dr. David Rosen, who is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Dr. Rosen, continuing on CBS News, says the pathways in your nose are very resilient.
The fortunate thing about the olfactory nerve is it's got that ability to recover and repair.
As a COVID-19 positive patient begins to recover, there have also been cases of people smelling things that were unpleasant but weren't there.
The smell fibers that were affected by the COVID are starting to not become so inflamed, but the brain hasn't quite figured out exactly the right pathways.
Lyft says more customers requested rides last week than they had since the coronavirus pandemic began last March. Lyft expecting its ride-hailing volume to grow as it begins to lap up the significant impact of COVID-19 on our businesses a year ago. Ride-sharing companies are starting to rebound as coronavirus vaccines roll out and state restrictions are lifted. Lyft planning to post positive weekly ride-hailing growth reports each week through the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.